Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. We're all sheltering in place, but that means your barber's closed. Your salon is closed. And we're about 3 weeks away from everybody knowing what your real hair color is. So help. What do we do? I have on the line Callie Ferrara from the Salon Project at Saks Fifth Avenue. And she's going to share with us how we can do it ourselves until our favorite shop is back open. So, Callie, I need your help bad, and I'm sure our listeners are in the same boat as I do. I just looked in the mirror, and I have a landing strip of gray right down the center of my skull.
It's the worst.
Okay.
That's an unusual time.
I know. Listen, I had an appointment with my stylist 2 days before, right? I mean, 2 days after our shelter in place happened. So I was, now I'm really overdue. So let's start with cutting of the hair. And you say that, you know, yes, we can cut our own hair.
Well, you know, if you have your bangs that are too long and they're getting in your way and your Zoom meetings and whatever while you're working from home or when you're playing with your kids in the yard, then absolutely you can trim them because they'll grow back out. Just use caution and use smaller sections and things like that. You know, try and point cut instead of a blunt cut across.
Does point cut mean?
So point cut's when you go at the hair from like a 180 degree angle as opposed to a perpendicular.
Okay.
Or, you know, and just take smaller sections little by little. And, you know, they always say measure twice, cut once. And that also goes with hair. You know, I recommend that if you're having a hard time with your layers or your hair is laying flat, that then just pull it back. You know, it can really take a whole year to grow out a bad haircut. And
I know.
You don't want to end up looking a mess when all of this is over, too.
I know. Listen, I'm seeing a lot of hats here at work lately today. A lot of people are wearing hats. But like you said, in meetings, everybody's on these Zoom teleconference and, you know, the whole team is seeing you. So you have to look halfway presentable. So what
do
we do?
Yeah, I mean, I have some friends that do their full hair and makeup for all of these Zoom meetings. And then I have friends that really couldn't care less. I would say if you've got that landing strip of gray that you referenced, we have all sorts of things like, L'Oreal, Rita Hazan, Orbea all have sprays that you can use at home to cover up that gray. Of course, they're just temporary, but they last a few days until you wash it out. They don't transfer onto other things.
Okay. So these are sprays that I can buy. I started to say over the counter. These are sprays that I can buy at, say, a Walmart, a CVS, or something like that, a Walgreens, and just spray it.
Absolutely. The L'Oreal one, they definitely carry at pretty much any CVS or Walgreens, over the counter, if you will.
Okay.
And, you know, it's basically like spray paint, but...
But it washes out. Do not use spray paint on your hair, folks.
Please don't.
Okay, so say I'm getting really adventurous, and I've had a glass of wine, and I'm going to try to color my hair. Is this a good or a bad idea?
So I always try and keep my clients from doing that. You know, right now I'm making custom at-home color kits for my clients with their specific formula that I'm going to send to them and all that. And, you know, if your hair colorist is not doing that for you, then, you know, try and go as long as you can without doing it. This is all going to end eventually. Use the at-home sprays if possible. There's nothing that I really recommend that's over the counter, because they're all very harsh and drying.
Oh.
And yeah.
Okay.
But if you were going to do something like that, Whole Foods carries an okay herbal brand. Don't use anything that's metallic or henna because that's a nightmare to get out for your hair care professional, and it could really compromise your hair.
Okay, so most of the box brands that we see on the shelf is going to be very drying to your hair, and don't use anything with henna or what was the other ingredient?
Metallics in them.
Metallics.
Yeah, there's some out there. I'm not quite sure of the exact brands and SKU of them, but it can really cause a problem. Say if you get the wrong color and your hair is way too dark, it's going to be really, really troublesome to lift it out of the hair when you go back to your hair colorist.
Yeah, I've noticed my best friend always gets medium brown and she winds up looking goth every time.
Yeah, medium brown is the level 5, which is, so the hair color scale goes from 1 to 10, 1 being the darkest and 10 being the lightest. Usually when you're looking at a regular brown, it would be more of a light brown instead of a medium brown, even though we would think looking at a medium brown that that would be our color.
Okay.
Also, if you are going to do that, make sure that you're going to put some conditioner on your ends before you rinse it out, because otherwise, you know, your hair can be really porous down there and suck up all of the color, too. I mean,
oh, what a nightmare that would be.
I advise against it. Exactly. I advise against it at all costs if possible, but, you know,
okay.
People get funny ideas in the middle of the night after a few glasses of wine.
Right. And we think that, hey, we can do this. And they make it look so good on commercials on television that, you know, their hair looks so pretty after they color it. And the box looks so good. So you're saying stay away from that. Just use the spray color. Now, how many options do you have of spray color? And how close can you get to your own hair color?
You can get pretty close. You know, a redhead's a little bit more difficult because each product company only carries like 1 or 2 redheads. But in terms of blondes and brunettes, that it's pretty easy to get it all covered up and get it close to your natural hair color.
Okay. Now, kids' haircuts. Okay. We can give our kids haircuts, right?
Yeah, but don't go putting a bowl on their head and cutting around it like they used to back in the day.
oh, you're no fun, Kelly.
Or, I mean, everybody will remember this time and they'll remember the terrible haircut that their parents gave them. I would say if you're going to cut your kid's hair, don't cut a blunt line, which is like straight across. Mm-hmm. Try and pull it up a little bit, about 180 degrees from where it's laying, so that it kind of ends up to be a layered effect instead of just
out
this weird blunt line across their forehead.
Okay, that makes perfect sense. Okay, now let's talk about some products. If I'm used to buying my products from my salon and I run out, what are some budget-friendly products that I can buy at my local CVS, Walmart, Walgreens, Target?
So Target has a really great selection, as does CVS and Walgreens. I would recommend, if you're close with your colorist or stylist, to call them and see what they've got. A brand that I work with called Orbe is offering free shipping to people's homes. And if they use my code, then I get a 50%, like part of whatever the sale is.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, you can still support your stylist while all this is happening. In terms of stuff at home, just make sure that it's sulfate free, paraben free. If there's anything that you're allergic to, make sure to check everything on the back of the labels. I like the L'Oreal Everpure for a regular shampoo that you can get at a CVS because that is sulfate free.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I know that some places carry Redken or Biolage or, you know, salon brand shampoos and conditioners. So that would be a good thing to try.
Okay.
Also, I think Sephora is doing free shipping for anything. So, you know, just because you can't go to the store and get it, you can still get it shipped to you.
Okay. That's great advice. Thank you so much for joining us on the line, Callie, and giving us that great advice not to color your hair at home, to get the spray and just do the minimal of trim to your bangs that you have to and pull it back and wait for your stylist. You'll be happier in the end.
Totally. Thank you so much for having me. It was so fun.
You're welcome. Coming up next is David Danzig with an extended Breaking Chews. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is Scott Slade. Join me every morning this week for Atlanta's Morning News on 95.5 WSB. Triple team traffic every 6 minutes for your morning commute. Now back to Belinda Skelton and Atlanta Living on 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk.
Thank you, Scott. And you'll want to tune in, Scott, to this segment with David Danzig, my foodie correspondent with the website bitesandsights.net. This is where we tell you all about the restaurant scene in Atlanta and what's happening, because it is very convoluted right now. Right, David?
It is. It changes minute to minute. And but I'm really proud. I want to shout out as much support to all the restaurants out there that are pivoting, that are using incredible ingenuity and creativity to survive. And some of them are thriving during this time. And
yeah.
I'm just really proud of them.
Just like, I hope you heard the segment with Steven Satterfield with Miller Union. I mean, what he's doing with feeding the frontliners, with the hospital,
yeah,
with the Emory campuses, that is awesome. And it's also helping to keep his crew employed right now. So that's tremendous.
Yeah, just there's just some, it's just amazing how, I mean, Americans, we like to live fat and happy, but man, when our backs are against the wall, it's like, you know, we come together. There's a great initiative called Meal Bridge. I don't know if you've heard about it.
No.
And I've got a link to it on my website, which is bitesandsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S. And then this is a website where an individual like you can go and you can order meals from a number of restaurants, and they will deliver the meals to hospitals and feed first-line healthcare workers. It was just an idea started by two friends here in Atlanta, mm-hmm, and they just got it up and running. It's called The Meal Bridge. Primarily it helps Emory, but it's, again, just a way, if you want to do something that's going to, actually, I'm just on it right now. They've updated it. It's got Emory, Johns Creek, Children's Healthcare at Eggleston, Children's at Hugh Spaulding, Scottish Rite, Grady, and Gwinnett Medical Center. So again, you can order, the general public can go onto The Meal Bridge and order meals and have them delivered. I mean, that's doing double good, right? It's,
yeah,
helping the restaurants. It's also helping frontline workers.
So that way you feel like you're doing something and you're helping and you're part of the solution.
Ingenuity like that, Belinda, is going to, really get a lot of these concepts and restaurants and a lot of these workers through this time.
Absolutely.
So
hats
I'm
off
very
to
proud
them.
Of a lot of them. Absolutely.
Yeah. So what else do you have?
Well, there's a lot going on. Tuesdays have become the official Great American Takeout Day. The
and
last two
I'm
Tuesdays.
I'm supporting every one of those.
Yes. And then so this Tuesday, the 7th, will be the third one. I've got a link up at bitesandsights.net. It's called the Great American Takeout Day. And for this one, there's going to be some contests involved. And then money's going to go to, you know, donate. They're really pulling it together. It's going to go to the Restaurant Employee Relief Fund. So it's important that you do takeout as often as possible, but on Tuesdays especially, and then tag your social media when you take a picture of what you got with the hashtag The Great American Takeout. And I've got all the little hashtags and things that you need to do to tag your account when you do that to support the restaurant.
That's great. And it gives you a break. It supports the local restaurant industry. It is a win-win for everybody.
Yep, absolutely. There's another really incredible thing. A couple of local Atlantans put together a game. It is called the Atlanta Food Bingo. I've got this link up at my website. It is hilarious. It's gamifying supporting restaurants. Mm-hmm. And so it's loosely based on geographic areas around Atlanta. And if you order takeout or gift cards of more than $20, you get listed on special, you have a bingo card. And you get any five restaurants on one of the ATL food bingo cards, regardless of the order. And then you're entered into a raffle to win a restaurant prize pack worth $300.
Wow.
So that is Atlanta Food Bingo. I do have that link up at my website, which is bitesnsites.net.
So what have you ordered? We have just a few minutes. What have you ordered this week, David, that's really knocked your socks off?
I'm always down for some good old fashioned barbecue. I got in the car and I went and picked up Heirloom Market Barbecue, which is kind of one of my favorites. It's this amazing hybrid of Southern barbecue mixed with Korean food. Yum. It's a husband who's it's a Southern pit master, and he married a wonderful Korean chef, and they do all these hybrid type barbecue things that inject the brisket with miso to soften it up. They have kimchi coleslaw. They do all these things. And so Heirloom Market Barbecue.
Okay, we're going to have to stop it there. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more food with David Danzig. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
This is 95.5 WSB, Atlanta's news and talk. And this is Atlanta, the food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Brought to you by Artisan Custom Closets.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. On the line with me is my buddy David Danzig with the website bitesnsites.net. He does Breaking Chews with me every week, and he's my foodie correspondent. He has his finger on the pulse of all Atlanta's restaurant happenings. And he was just talking about some barbecue that he had gotten this week that really left a mark on him.
Yeah. No, I was, I'm trying to order, my family, we're trying to do at least a meal a day to help the restaurant.
Oh, you're
including,
better than me.
Including Chick-fil-A, like fast casual, like Chicken Salad Chick does a really nice family meal that you can pick up, and that can last for a couple of days. But we got some Heirloom Market Barbecue this week. They've got a perfect contact-free experience. You order everything online, pay for it. You just go into the little parking lot there. They come out and say your name and then throw it in the back seat. Mm-hmm. You're off and running. I had a hankering for some sushi, so we went, we're in Midtown, so we got some takeout from Nakato over on Cheshire Bridge. They did a great job for us. So, you know, I would still say if you've got a hankering for something, check out your favorite restaurant. Like, go online, give them a break. A lot of them are scrambling to figure out how to use their websites now. We're seeing a lot of that. My website is bitesnsites.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. I've got links aplenty. The AJC has a great open and closed restaurant feature. Eater Atlanta has done a great job. I've got a link up from them. And then even Buford Highway, We Love Buhai, has a link, and you can see the current status of a lot of restaurants on Buford Highway. But I think we're starting to see some operators saying, okay, I can make this work. We can sustain, I don't know how long, but I've got some core people in here working, and then people are getting aware of it. We talked about the Great American Takeout Day, mm-hmm. which is every Tuesday. So, you know, if you're not in a position where, hey, I can't afford to do takeout or delivery every day, maybe just earmark Tuesdays to be the day that you can contribute something back.
And if you're worried, if you're worried about bringing takeout into your home, let me give you a couple of suggestions. Take the package, wipe it down with wipes. If you're worried about the food itself, nuke it for a couple of minutes.
Yeah.
Then you're fine.
Yes, that should be. I've got a link up at bitesandsites.net. There was a super thorough article from a website called Serious Eats that went through every conceivable possibility with this thing. And it's pretty much a moonshot to get it. But I'm doing what you do. I disinfect my packages. Mm-hmm. I'm not nuking things, but I'm, you know, we're being very, very careful. One thing that's fascinating is just sort of how all the interruption is. Holidays. This week is Passover for my Jewish mishpucha who are out there. So I have a link up at bitesandsites.net. The General Muir, my good buddies, Jennifer and Ben Johnson, they actually just, I think I may have gotten the last Passover meal from them, but Jennifer assures me they have, she says, quote unquote, matzo ball soup forever. So even if you want to, if you're planning to do a Passover Seder at home this week, maybe you can, if you can find brisket, you can make brisket or improvise. Go see my buddy Stephen Franklin at Das Barbecue for some incredible brisket.
Yeah.
And then maybe go to the General Muir for the matzo ball soup. Goldberg's has a nice little online ordering widget on their website. The Goldberg's Delis.
I love matzo ball soup.
I mean, yeah, it doesn't have to be Passover to get some Jewish penicillin. That's what I would say. Something that's a neat advent that's showing up are meal kits and things that you can now take home with you and cook. A couple of those places, Grindhouse Killer Burgers, which is a family favorite of mine, they're offering, they call it a pandemic meal kit. So you get everything. You get the meat, you get the buns, the trimmings.
Oh,
you can
wow.
even get a 16-ounce cocktail to go from there.
Are you serious?
Oh, yes. I would not joke about that, Belinda.
That's
you know
awesome.
Me. So Grindhouse Killer Burgers, also Farm Burger, is offering meal kits to take home and get that experience at home, because it's gorgeous out. And if your grill's going good, then do it at home. Pasta kits. There's some places that have it. There's a new restaurant that God bless them. They just opened like right when this thing went nuts. It's called Grana, and it's over in Piedmont Heights, and it's Chef Pat Pasquarelli. We've had him on the show.
Yes.
He has another concept indicator called the White Bowl, but Grana is offering some really cool take-home pasta kits that have the sauce and the pasta and everything you need to do that.
Okay, fine.
Something that also some friends have mentioned is, like, when I go to the grocery store, I can't find meat.
No.
You know, there was this run on meat.
Yeah.
So a couple of interesting things there. One, I've been reading a lot of articles. There's actually plenty of chicken wings. Like, I went to Costco, and Costco is awash in chicken wings.
I can only find corned beef.
Do you know why there's so many chicken wings?
No.
Because the March Madness did not happen. So you can Google it. I've got an
That's
article
hysterical.
Up about it. The world is awash in chicken wings. So chicken wings is a good thing to take out. But if you're looking for steak, and that's apparently some places has been hard to find, several great restaurant concepts are offering steak. So Fogo de Chão, which is a lot of people call it Fogo de Chão. That's what it looks like it's spelled like. But the Brazilian is Fogo de Chão. They are offering prepared meals, as well as you can get cuts of meat to cook at home.
Oh.
And that's including free delivery for $50 plus orders.
Mm-hmm.
Another local group, the Castellucci Group, they're doing a steak to go concept this weekend only. I've got that link up at my website, bitesandsites.net. But if you can remember, it's cssteak.com, the Castellucci Group. And then STK, which is, they have a location in Midtown. They have home meal kits, dinner for two for $60, dinner for four for $99. And then you can also get $50 dining dollars with $50 takeout orders. So, you know, a lot of places are making deals right now, and that's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah. If you're celebrating a special occasion, I mean, people are still having birthdays and anniversaries. Life's still going on.
It's funny. So you mentioned that as well. So we all know D. Geller and Son Jewelers, Mike Geller, those guys have been around for 80 years.
Oh, my gosh.
They're doing something now where if you've got that birthday anniversary, you know, you want to buy something. If you buy a $100 gift card from D. Geller, right, so you can give that as a gift, they will turn around on the spot and you just tell them what restaurant you want and they'll purchase a $30 gift card for that restaurant.
Are you serious? You could,
I'm totally serious. So D. Geller and Son, I've got that link up as well. You just go and you order a $100 gift card. It's basically a 30% off deal.
So I
you
just can made that'd be 30 a nice bucks.
Gift. You give them a gift card to D. Geller and then also to, you know, Raise on the River. Here's $30 for that. So, you know, you don't have to interrupt all your special occasions.
Wow. If you play your cards right in these times, you can certainly make lemonade out of lemons.
That's really what we're trying to do. You know, I'm reading about our good friend, Chef Gary Cascala with Aria, right? Aria is very fine dining, exquisite fine dining restaurant. He's really done an incredible pivot to do, you know, takeout and delivery, but he's focusing on comfort food. And so, you know, again, it's going to take ingenuity. It's going to take being nimble. I'm sure this was like being shell-shocked for a lot of these restaurants. But, you know, the ones that are going to be creative are going to do just fine.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you want to open it up to the listeners and see what their favorite takeout has been thus far?
Yeah, I would love to.
Okay, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. Don't just tell us it's your local, you know, no offense, but Johnny's Pizza. But if you have a really hole-in-the-wall, nice, great fine takeout that you've been experiencing, let us in on the secret. 404-872-0750. So maybe we can experience that too.
This is really cool, Belinda. So my probably if you force me to choose a favorite restaurant, it's the Kimball House is in downtown Decatur. It's just this coolest place. They're offering a home oyster pack. So you will pick up a little cooler with a dozen oysters. A fancy toadfish oyster knife, like one of these super cool garden and gun type knives, fresh lemon, cocktail sauce, and that you get this little cooler for $55. They're also, their cocktails are to die for. They're offering those to go. I mean, it's stuff like that. It's just incredible. I right before this all shut down, I visited a brand new place called Lila Lila. It's open right across from the Fox Theater. I can't wait to do a proper review of this place when everything, their dining room opens up. It was magnificent. Mm-hmm. They are also selling pasta to-go packages and cook-at-home meal kits. You know, all those people in Midtown can get down there. Like Lila Lila. I mean, you've got to make lemonade right now.
So
I'm really proud of some of these restaurants that are doing that.
I love the idea of these meal-at-home kits. That's a great idea that restaurants are doing this and really, instead of saying, throwing their hands up and go, I give, bad times, we're out.
Yes. Yeah.
You know,
I also want to, you know, put a plug in. We have an avid listener, Carol Dubberly, who likes to listen and she always
love
sends
Carol.
Me messages. Don't forget Waffle House. So yes, if you've read about it, I mean, Waffle House usually anchors communities during disasters.
Yes.
I mean, during hurricanes, they are the backbone, and they have been hit probably as hard or harder than anybody. They employ so many workers. It's such an important cultural piece to the state. Please look on Waffle House's website, see which locations open, order some scattered, covered, and smothered hash browns. You know, keep those workers working.
Yes.
It's absolutely important right now.
They are such a staple in the community. Okay, David, let's take a break. When we come back, we're going to hear from some listeners. Love you, Carol. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB. Welcome back to Atlanta Living, where I'm on with David Danzig with the website bitesandsights.net. David, we had a huge reaction to asking people to give us their... So we may have to continue this to next week's show. How about that?
Okay. Sounds good. No question.
Okay. So let's go to Deanna from Milton. You're on WSB. How are you today?
Hi, it's Dina. I'm good.
I'm sorry, Dina. Sorry.
Hey, Dina.
Hi.
Yeah, go ahead. What do you have for us?
I wanted to suggest Chad Thai in Milton, Georgia. I'm an Uber Eats delivery driver, and it is a really excellent Thai food restaurant. A lot of people order from there, but a lot of people may not know about it, and it's a really good Thai food restaurant.
Oh, sounds good.
Okay.
Yeah, I see that.
It's Chad's Thai?
It's called Chad Thai.
Chad
is the owner. Yes, Chad is in there. He's always in there cooking the food with his employees. Every time I do a pickup, he's in there. So it's an amazing restaurant. Really good.
Yep. Highway 9. Up in Milton.
It's right there near the Target and the Target Shopping Center area.
Wow, I guess it's a little far to deliver to us.
Yeah, up in the Midtown.
Okay, thanks, Dina.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. All right, David, you've got some rather sad...
I just wanted to pay a quick tribute to one of the dearest people to me, and she was a very important fixture in the Athens restaurant scene, a dear friend, Marty Schimmel. Passed away this week. I wish her Godspeed, and she meant so much to so many people in Athens. Her restaurant, Marty's at Midday, was doing so much great work, and still will, hopefully, for the hospital there. I just want to wish you Godspeed, Marty Schimmel. And she was really close with Hugh Atchison, a local chef here in Atlanta. Yeah. He's also got 5 and 10 in Athens, and Hugh's been very supportive as well. So we just want to take a second as we go off to a Georgia game. Marty was always catering tailgating and stuff for fans of Georgia. So wish your family the best.
All right. Rest in peace. Yep. And Grady and Monica and Dee Dee and Rick, I don't think we're going to be able to get to all of you before we end this week's show. So if we don't get to you, please call us back next week, David, since we don't really have plans for next week.
I think I'm in. Let me check my. I am in town, Belinda.
Is your schedule free?
I am free. I will be dining in. We're ordering some Gio's Sicilian pizza tonight. That's what's on the menu tonight. Our good buddy Gio.
Yes.
If you've had his Neapolitan pizza at Antico, if you're in the Midtown area. He's doing Sicilian also near the Battery at Gio's Chicken. You can get some of his Sicilian pizza, which is just transcendent.
Absolutely. And we'll do this next week. So we want to get you all on. And so where can we find you during the week, sweetheart, so we can keep up with you?
Yes, I've got a massive amount of information and links at my website, bitesandsights.net, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.net. I would so appreciate follows on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. My handle is at bitesandsights, B-I-T-E-S, the letter N, S-I-T-E-S.
And let's all stay connected. You can find me on Twitter at WSB Belinda. And on Facebook, and I'd love to connect with you and stay in touch during the week because I am doing housework and pulling weeds and cooking. So, David.
All right. Well, thanks. Have a great week.
Absolutely.
Stay safe.
We will talk to you next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on 95.5 WSB.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.